Being happy when I am sad. This is the absolute philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Being happy when I am sad. There are many times in our life when we have to be happy, even when we're sad. We have to be happy that the little bit of good comes our way. We have to be happy that the joy that we can find is there. We have to be happy that all the things are in divine order, and so it is. Now, why would we ever be sad? Why would you ever want to be sad? Well, we are sad, and we want to be sad when we choose to think on negative things. We choose to think on what might have been, what might happen, what might take place, what might be a bad thing in life. And when we empower those might or might have beens or might be or whatever, we are unhappy about them, we're sad about them, and they're not even there yet. You see, most of life is not taken place yet. Most of life is what we imagine, we dream, we wish, we wonder, we want in some beautiful way, and it hasn't even taken place. We have the privilege of choosing a happy life or an unhappy life. We have the privilege of choosing a successful life or a non-successful life. Success is when we feel good about ourselves, when we feel happy about ourselves, when we feel that what we have done is a great and a wonderful thing, and it truly is. And when we feel that something is not great, not wonderful, then for us it is not great and not wonderful, and how sad that is, but it does not have to be. It does not have to be in that negative way. Life is all what we want to think it to be. And you say, man, are you something else again? Just a pure optimist, yes. Well, what do you want to be, optimist or pessimist? You can be either way that you like, an optimist or a pessimist. A pessimist looks at life and says, now that's the reality. If that stone falls, it's going to fall on my foot. It's like Murphy's Law, you know? It's going to keep growing and getting worse and worse and worse. Or better and better and better. You know, the more we know about the world, the more magical the world is. The more we know about the world, the more we realize that the world is getting better every day. The world is having more and more wonderful experiences every day. The world is a very magical place. The world is a very wonderful place. The world is a very happy place. And the people who are thinking unhappy things about the world are not really looking at reality. They're not really looking at the world to see just what it really is. Now, if you have an unhappy experience, oh, say, your car runs into a tree. You can say, oh my God, my car. Oh, or you can say, oh, I'm so happy no one is injured. I'm so happy that everything is in divine order and the insurance will cover the car repairs and or even a new car or whatever they feel is necessary. And hey, I always come out smelling like a rose. Now, I don't need to go through an accident to smell like a rose, that's for sure. But sometimes we have a tendency to do this. People want to fall down in front of another car so they can collect insurance, but they forget. They might be killed. They might be hurt badly. They might have an injury that lasts them all of their life. And is it worth living in an unhappy body just to have a little bit of money from an insurance claim? How silly that thing can be. Now, you say, well, I know how to fall. I know how to do this. Man, if that's what you know how to do, why not put that to work in a positive way? Say, I know how to make money. I know how to be successful. I know how to be fantastic. I know how to be wonderful. I know how to be very good. Put the positive thoughts in motion. Put the happy thoughts in motion. Because the happy thoughts are really the only thoughts that make any difference. We have a choice. We have a choice, being happy when I'm sad, or not being sad. You say, well, that's the same thing almost, isn't it? Well, it's close. Being happy when I'm sad means you're sad and then you're happy. But to be happy all the time means that you're not sad, that you have put causes in motion. You have put desires in motion for yourself to live in a happy, hearty, healthy, wonderful body, wonderful mind, wonderful life, where all things are working in perfect right order for you. Now, is that the case for you? Is that the case for me? Boy, it sure is for me. That's what I want to experience. That's what I want to know, and that's what I want to live. Now, I've been walking along the path here now these 5 minutes, sharing these happy thoughts with you, and thinking to myself, man, you know, here I am at 6 in the morning in the sunshine on top of the mountain, letting the sun just flood my body, letting the sun just flood my mind, letting me just feel I am the happiest guy in the entire universe. And I am. I just look around at the world that I have here, and I can see all of the bushes that are dead, or I can see all the bushes that are alive, or I can just see all the bushes that form this beautiful montage of the scenery here on the mountainside. And I can see some of the leaves changing color because some are going to seed. They're going to plant themselves more of these bushes. They're going to plant themselves more of these things. And I see the birds lighting on top of a branch. Oh, it may be a dead branch that sticks out of the tree, but all the better for me to see the bird. And I look at the bird and I say, good morning, Mr. Bird. And the bird looks back at me and says, oh, you speak my language? Ha ha! We all speak the universal language of happiness. And when we speak the universal language of happiness, we all feel wonderful. We all feel good. We all feel fantastic. Now, there are movie actors who go on stage, and just before they go on stage, they got sad news about their family or conditions in their life, and that sad news makes them feel sad. But they know the part they're going to play in the movie, in the film, or in the script, is a happy part. And they have to completely forget the unhappy thing that they've been made known, they have become aware of, and play the happy scene. Now, why not just get rid of that unhappy scene and replace it with a happy scene? Well, that's what they're doing, but I mean the real scene. What do you mean the real scene? Well, a scene that they've been told about. Well, for instance, they've just been told that their house burned down. Oh my gosh, that's pretty terrible, their house burned down. Well, so be it. It's down. They're going to run over there and they're going to look at it and say, oh me, oh dear, oh. Or they're going to go on with their play and know that everyone is safe. All the family is out of the house. All the pets are out of the house. Oh, maybe a few trinkets haven't been saved, but the house is going to go. It's gone. And they just go into the movie and they say, okay, the house is gone. Now we'll be thinking, I don't have a new house. Okay, now, you're going to think about a new house. You're thinking about a new house, and then you have to go on stage and put on a happy performance. Now, how can you stop thinking about your new house and go on stage thinking about your happy performance? Well, we do that all the time. We do that all the time. We have to go to school the next day and take a test, and we're not going to sit and moan and groan about the test. We might say, oh, that's going to be a tough one, or this is going to be this or that. But we just go, and we eat our dinner, and we go to bed, and we sleep. We get up in the morning, we go to school. Now, if we have a happy attitude about ourselves, and we feel that we can do that test, that's no big deal, we've prepared for that so far into the season, into the semester, and we're ready for that test, then the test is no big deal. But the thing is, it's an overriding, if you might call it, a shadow on us that the test is coming. And so, how can we live with a shadow over us? We do all the time. And this is what we want to learn to do. not make the shadow a shadow, but to make the experience a bright light, to say, when I pass that test, then I will go on to the next level of study, and it is going to be such fun. And if I don't pass that test, then I'm not going to go on to the next level. Well, that could be sad. Well, don't think about the sad. Say, I know that I know that I know, and go and do that test with all your love and all your joy, and go on to the next level. People do this all the time. This is what school is all about, going from one level to another level to another level of awareness, of understanding, of education, and it's a lot of fun. So, really, being happy when I am sad, forget the sad. Let the sad go with the bad, and you don't need that anymore. You don't need that in your experience. I don't need it in my experience. All I choose in my experience are happy thoughts, happy ideas, happy ways of thinking about it. So, being happy when I'm sad, well, why should I ever be sad? If I have a test coming up, I say, whoopee, I go on to the next level. If the house burned down, well, so be it. Why did I have it in my consciousness? Well, at the moment, that's not concerning me. What I want to do is to recognize that I'll have a new house, and I'll have even perhaps a better house, and I'll have a house with no knickknacks in it that will remind me of old things. All the pictures of my parents and my family as they were children growing up, they're all gone now, and I live in the present. Wow, how wonderful. Yes, many wonderful things happen. We can't release the old, the past sometimes, and sometimes experiences in life help us. But we shouldn't be so weak that we can't release them. We want to be strong and let them go. One of my students, she's 89 now, and she heard my tape in which I said, get rid of all those pictures, get rid of all the past, live in the present, live in the now, live in this instant. And she says, well, it's going to take me a little while to get rid of those pictures. I've got them everywhere. They're in books, they're in photograph albums, they're on the wall, they're here, they're there. And you know, every time she looks at those pictures, she's back in those experiences, and she's back in those memory times. We want to live in the now. We want to live in, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And my ideal spirit, mind, and body is not the body of the past, not the body of the future, it's the body of right now. So let's learn to do that. Let's learn to be happy when we might be sad, and realize that everything should make us glad. Everything should make us uplifted and feel so fantastic, because that's who we really are. Have a lovely day, and know that as the Absolute Philosopher, we have the right to think any thought we want. We have the right to live in any condition we want. We have the right to experience any experience we want. And the Absolute Philosopher says, and why not experience the happy ones, the joyous ones, the fulfilling ones, the rich ones? And why not do it now? Good idea, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.